Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Just a note that we're starting to get some great comments online on our question of the day. What would you do with $8 trillion? And all our other comment threads. But we have a little problem with the comment system. It's acting up a little bit today. They're getting up there, but it's a little slow. We have our web department working on it as we speak, just so you know. But that question still stands. What would you do with $8 trillion? Antonio wrote, the first thing I would do is create a nationwide high-speed railroad system. I would also create minor systems, light rails, trolleys, et cetera, in smaller towns that would connect to the larger ones. How about New York City to Montauk in an hour? So what would you do with $8 trillion? And we'll talk to a Bloomberg News reporter next hour on why they calculate that the real bailout funds, at least set aside, if not spent, actually total $8 trillion. Richard writes, I would encourage the creation of more efficient and effective education alternatives for secondary and college levels using technology to supplement expensive classroom experiences. What would you do with $8 trillion? But in the meantime, let's go to our caller question, which is, tell us about the travel bargains you're finding out there since travel prices have come way, way down in the down economy. Our lines are full. And Patrick in Brooklyn, what'd you find? Hi, Patrick.
Hey, I found from Newark to St. Louis the 23rd of December for $200, round trip.
Round trip to St. Louis. Who wants to go to St. Louis? I guess if you have family there, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get it now from all the people in the Show Me State. Steve in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hello. Unfortunately, this isn't available anymore, but for a few days, maybe a couple of weeks ago, you could get from American Airlines round trip from Newark to Belize City for $145, including taxes.
Wow. I have a cousin in Belize who I've always wanted to visit there. I should have done it.
You should have jumped on it like I did. I even ponied up an extra $40 so I didn't have to sit in Houston for 7 hours for the layover.
How do you know it's gone?
I've heard from other people who tried to get it, and they said that they couldn't anymore. Just sold out very quickly, or the prices went up again.
How about that? Steve, thanks a lot. Just for making us jealous about something we can't get anymore. Bruce in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bruce.
Hi there, Leonard. My daughter's coming back from college
today from Philadelphia,
Megabus for $10.
Megabus to Philly, $10. Yeah, but that's always $10. Chris in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Booked it just yesterday, a trip to Iceland. The introductory hook was $479 per person.
God, Iceland.
And, yeah, and that included the round-trip air and two nights. Now, we added on four more nights at a reasonable $55 per person per night. When the smoke clears, we're talking $720 per person, round-trip air, and six nights in Iceland.
You would rather do that than Belize for $145?
Well, in late March, it warms up quite a bit there, and the sun is out a lot longer. It's not quite the dark thing it is at the holidays, but we've always wanted to go, and we'll get to Belize.
You
but,
could join the protests outside the banks there.
Well, we are expecting the, you know, one man's, disaster is another man's opportunity. I hate to sound mercenary like that, but the buying power has gone a lot farther there. So, anyway, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. What travel bargains are you finding from Belize to Iceland? 212-433-WNYC. Matt in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me
on. What you got?
My wife and I are both from Hawaii, and we've lived here for about 7 years. And this year we found a trip back for Christmas for $475 round trip nonstop. So for the both of us to go back, it was under $1,000. And normally it's like $1,000 per person.
All right, good one. And other people, even without family in Hawaii, may want to go there this time of year. Liz in Morristown, what you got?
Las Vegas, baby. Las Vegas is giving it away. $55 for 5 days with Enterprise rental car for a four-door mid-sized car, which was excellent, and $29 a night at a four-star hotel. Got it on Expedia.
Las Vegas, baby. Thanks a lot, Liz. That's the one everybody's going to do. Vish in White Plains. Vish, hi.
Hey, Leonard.
Why is everybody doing this today?
Yeah, well,
he'll be here in an hour, I promise. Leonard is not usually this horse. Do I sound like Leonard because I've still got this cold? I don't think he sounds like that. Anyway, go ahead, Vish.
I got a deal about a month ago to Puerto Rico, including airfare from New York, and four nights stay at a beach resort for under $500.
This is good. Where'd you get it?
CaribbeanDeals.com.
There you go. Vish, thanks a lot. I know, he got it from the other guy. Lynn in Marlboro, you're on WNYC. Lynn, what you got?
Hey, Brian. This is through AAA in January. A four-bedroom home with a pool, private home, $130 a night, including taxes and everything.
Private home around Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Right on the road that leads into Disney World. It's not a big, big long drive.
Where are you going, Lynn?
We're going to go Disney World and then probably Sanibel Island. So we've never been away in the winter. This sounds great to us.
She's going to Disney World, and there's nothing more opposite from Disney World than Sanibel Island. Have you been there?
Yes, it's beautiful.
It's so pristine and quiet, so have fun at both. Michelle in Peekskill is going to get the last one. We have 15 seconds. Michelle, what you got?
My parents just returned from 10 days in Myrtle Beach. They flew on Spirit out of LaGuardia for $9 each way. With all of the taxes and fees, it was like $64 round trip.
$9?
$9.
What was the airline?
Spirit.
Spirit Airlines to Myrtle Beach. $9. Okay. Go to Myrtle Beach. Go to Las Vegas. Go to Belize. There are some of your down economy travel tips from your fellow listeners. Thanks a lot, everybody. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.